Okay, well, the idea behind it is that it's using a technique in speech analysis which is analysing the signal in a way that allows it to generate a tube model of the vocal tract. So what you are seeing is the results of an analysis which gives you the diameters of cylinders which join up to make a vocal tract, in that case 22 cylinders to go from here to there. You can choose how many cylinders. So the idea is that as you make a sound, this thing in real time is flashing about trying to establish a shape for the vowel or whatever it is you're making. So you should be able to look at the various parts of the tract that either are enlarged or shrunk. However, right at the moment, there is an issue with it. In fact, there is a theoretical issue behind it which we're still playing around with. And that is that the results you get with it are not always the same. And one of the reasons why they're not the same is that in solving the equations, there can be multiple solutions to the same audio input. So we're working on this to see if there's a way of restraining it to give a more useful piece of data. But I can show it to you after if you want to see it. It's running on here.